Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, it's this time of the year, each year, that we talk about the Banjo Paterson Australian Poetry Festival. It is early in 2021, and now's the time to start composing your works if you'd like to get involved. And there is a stack of categories for a stack of people of ages and all abilities that can get involved in this. And it's hosted largely by the Rotary Club of Orange, and Len Banks joins me. Len, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
It's just before Christmas each year we have this little chat, isn't it? And we're nearly there again.
It is, yes. And of course, we've had various complications because of COVID-19. So in terms of the poetry competition, we're just having a school student one this year, just for primary schools and high schools. So we're not having the adult classes because a lot of our contestants did travel, and we were just mindful of people being able to either get to New South Wales or get home again.
Yeah, and whilst things are opening up, I guess when you make these plans and decisions probably a few months ago when you decided to scale it back, you had to make the call, and I think a wise one at that. So with that in mind, primary school students and senior school students, there'll be two different competitions?
Yes, there'll be two categories. So, and that'll be held on Saturday, the 20th of February. Entries close on the 10th of February. So, similar to previous years, Neil, we've got a 5-minute time limit, and it's for kids who have created their own poem. So they've got to recite their own original poem.
Okay, fantastic. And I guess the importance of getting this message out now at the beginning of December is the simple fact that the 18th of December, all kids are on holidays, and the last thing they're doing, most of them, I would suspect, is thinking about crafting poetry.
That's right. That's right. But they can think about it during the holidays. There's plenty of topics that they can work on, and whatever inspires them, whether it's while they're on holidays or while they're at home. And that's what poetry is all about, is just reflecting what you see around you and what you're experiencing.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point to make. It's not about bush poetry or Australiana theme stuff. It's whatever's happening in your life, whatever moves you, and I guess using words to paint a picture in the listener's mind.
Yes, we've had people write poems about their pets or about their holidays or about their friends or their feelings, you know, and so there's a big scope, and I think if people can really think about just what's happening in their life, put it down and find some rhyming words to go with it.
Absolutely right. Len Banks is with me from the Rotary Club of Orange. Once again, 20th of February is the date of the competition. Entries close on the 10th of February, but now, young adults, this is the time to start composing your poem. Thank you, Len. If people want more information, what do they do?
They can go to the Orange 360 website. That's orange360.com.au, or get in touch with you, Neil. I'll give you some information and you can pass it on.
Yep.
Also, we've got the program out for the full festival now, and that'll be available at the Orange Visitors Centre.
Okay, fantastic. Len Banks, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you, Neil.